This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Country with Rita on Radio Hawke's Bay, and I'd like to share some of my favourite songs with you. First is by Bobby Bear, and he's going to sing The Year When Clayton Delaney Dies. Robert Joseph Bear Sr. was born in 1935 and became known as Bobby Bear. He will now be 90, still going. He is an American country music singer and songwriter, best known for the songs Detroit City and 500 Miles Away from Home. He's the father of Bobby Bear Jr., who is also a musician. Today, though, he is to sing a song written by Tom T. Hall. Songs based on Hall's childhood, neighbourhood and boyhood hero, Lonnie Easterly. Most people assume that Delaney must have been an old man, but he was actually just a teenager when he died of lung disease. Hall was about 8 years old when he knew Delaney, and Delaney was the first professional singer and guitarist Hall had ever known. He was fascinated by Clayton, who performed around the town, and much later wrote the song as a tribute to him. It became a country number one hit in 1971.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero and used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and laid it down in Tennessee. Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half-stoned picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. Well, I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Next up is Suzanne Lena Prentice, CNZMOBE. Amazing, the things that Suzanne did in her life that earned her those awards. Suzanne Lena Prentice was born in Invercargill in 1958. Her dad played guitar and her mum sang in an English dance band during the war. After winning prizes at school and talent quests, she joined the local Country Music Association, which in time led her to being a household name. After winning prizes at school and talent quests, she joined the local Country Music Association. By 1973, she was a household name in the district, performing on touring shows with overseas acts such as Hank Snow, Kenny Rogers, Buck Owens and Roy Orbison. Today is she singing a song titled Talking in Your Sleep, which was written by Roger Cook and Bobby Wood. The first recorded version of the song is by the band Marmalade, which released as a single in 1978 but failed to chart. Crystal Gayle's version topped the charts. The singer is listening to a partner saying all the things she wants to hear, but only when he's asleep. She is wondering who he's dreaming of.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's going to be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I hadn't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never talking in your
James Travis Reeves was born in 1923 and was one of the best of the Nashville Sound style country and western singers. Sadly, his career was cut short when he died in a plane crash in 1964. Previously, Jim had been preparing to release a number of new songs, and after his death, his wife Mary kept many of the unreleased recordings in a backlog and had them released little by little over the years to great success. One of them is The Blue Side of Lonesome. Today, though, we will be listening to one of his first hits, He'll Have to Go. It was more than just a hit, it was a heartfelt ballad that bridged the gap between country and pop, captivating audiences across the world. Written by Joe and Audrey Allison, the song was inspired by an actual phone conversation overheard in a noisy bar.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
You're tuned in to Radio Hawke's Bay and you're listening to Country with Rita. My next one is a really neat song, I reckon. It's called Okie from Muskogee by Merle Haggard. The song is recorded by American country music artist Merle Haggard and The Strangers, which he co-wrote with drummer Roy Edward Burris. Okie is a slang name for someone from Oklahoma, and Muskogee is the 13th largest city in the state. The song was released in September 1969 as first single and title track from the album of the same title, and was one of the most famous songs of Haggard's career. Apparently, Haggard stated that he wrote the song after he became disheartened watching the Vietnam War protests and incorporated that emotion and viewpoint into song to support the troops. The singer reflects on how proud he is to come from Middle America, where its residents were patriotic, did not smoke marijuana, take LSD, wear beads and sandals, burn draft cards, or challenge authority.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. And we don't make no party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids, they still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from the stone. Hey, Pleasant Prairie with squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Crystal Gayle's up next singing Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. It's a song written by Richard Lee and recorded by American country music singer Crystal Gayle in 1977. Apparently the song was originally tended for Shirley Bassey. Crystal Gayle is the youngest sister of Loretta Lynn, who encouraged her to explore her own style, which led to her becoming one of the most successful crossover artists of the 1970s and 80s. Crystal's genre is listed as being urban cowboy, soft rock, pop rock, country, country pop, and adult contemporary. The song alludes to the idea of being so vulnerable to heartbreak that you'd rather hear pleasant lie than the cold hard truth.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue. Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I
bit of change in beat with Johnny Cash singing Folsom Prison Blues. He was born in 1932 and became a legendary American singer-songwriter known for his deep voice and somber songs. He was one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. Part rockabilly rebel, part campfire storyteller, part outlaw in black, and his hearty baritone has remained the essence of country music. He grew up in a poor farming community during the Great Depression. His family struggled financially, and young Johnny often worked in the cotton fields. Despite these challenges, he found solace in music, and his mother, Carrie, played an important role in nurturing his talent. She taught him folk and gospel songs, and these genres became the foundation of his musical style. The rural surroundings and the hard life of the Cash family deeply influenced Johnny's music, giving it an authentic and heartfelt quality. The song Folsom Prison Blues is based on material composed by George Jenkins, written in 1953. First released by Johnny as a single in 1955 and went on to become his signature song.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
We're coming to my last song for the day, which is a fun and cleverly done song by one of our very own New Zealand singers, John Hoare Grinnell. John had his first professional engagement the year he finished high school in 1962. He originally sang as John Hoare, his stepfather's surname, but later changed to the family name of Grinnell. He recorded his first record album for Joe Brown in 1963. He wrote this New Zealand version of I've Been Everywhere with local place names in 1966, and I'm playing it for all you travellers with a little challenge to see if you can keep up with them. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Well, I was hitching a ride on a winding Hokitika road when along came a lorry with a high and canvas-covered load.
If you're going to Hokitika, mate, with me you can ride.
So I jumped into the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, look, listen, mate, I've been every road in this here land. 'Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man. I've breathed out in air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Kaharo, Whangaro, Akaro, Motowake, Taramo, Benmo, Pongaro, Hararika, Three, Wakawiri, Mataka, Tikaraka, Wanahe, New Hakawama, Hakamaro, Hura,
why, Kakamonganui, Hokanui, Papanui, why, Nui, Matawai, Rangatai, Pukawai, I'm a guy, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, I've crossed cities as fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled out of Hadlock, sheer man, I've been everywhere. Woodville, Duggable, Lumsden, Katakati, Naysbeek, Cambridge, Potter, Omaro, Hastings, Tiki Tiki Tau, Rongahawkton, Nainai, Wataha, Hamilton, Poroporo, Taupo, Timaru, Omaru, Tihoi, Awanui, Wanganui, Pamanui, Latahui, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, I've crossed cities as fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled out, had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Featherston, Palmerston, Wolston, Te Awamutu, Riverton, Queenstown, Picton, Ahuni, Mutu, Ward, Eddie Cord, Eddie Rotorua, Kaikura, Matamata, Ruakura, Ikamatua, Papakura, Wai, Takipu, Kakitara, Nakitikapata, Ubera, Uduwai, Matawara, Matsumara, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, I've crossed cities as fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
No, come on,
Rotoki, Marahuru, Taupiri, Makatu, Kaiburn, Salburn, Wedaburn, Mossburn, Washdike, Arafata, Paparoa, Ka, Pongateraha, Thames, Kirikiri, Kokona, Tapanui, Paranui, Tawanui, Otahuhu, Muratapa, Monskio, Watapara, that's for sure. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, I've crossed cities as fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled out of my share, man, I've been everywhere.
No, Kapitina,
Boka, Unapu, Reparoa, Tongariro, Tungawana, Murumwek, Papamoa, Karatani, Oxford, Parihaka, Karatu, Colgate, White Cliffs, Ururi, Mamaku, Waimea, Waharoa, Thaniburg, Nahiri, Gordonton, Kingston, Oban, how you been? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, I've crossed cities as fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere, I've been everywhere.
You can go too.
No, come on, Rob. Yeah, you know you got us out of the spot here, Ben. Thanks. No, I'm here. Where are you headed for?
Mate, I'm heading for O'Reara up north.
Oh, way up there, right? Have you ever been to Tuakau?
Ah, yes, I've been down that far south.
Well, Waikikamuka?
I've heard of it before.
Carfia, Five Rivers, Frog Flat Junction.
That sounds interesting, but no.
But have you met any girls in Harihari?
Well, that could be telling.
Tangaparutu. Dag Sound. Now, there's a good
place. That sounds an interesting place.
Yeah, bluff.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.